So when we say 21, in German we say 1 and 20. So ein und zwanzig, which is literally 1 and 20. Ein und zwanzig. And unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, this is not just for this particular number, but this is for all the numbers. So that's just the way it is. You'll have to get used to it. Honestly, I was never thinking about that being odd until my students asked me about it the first time, like 20 years ago. Welcome to the Better German Podcast. I'm Susie Blümel, a German teacher and founder of Better German. This podcast helps you learn German in a simple and clear way, with useful words, clear sentence structures, pronunciation, and real-life topics from daily life and culture. You'll also get tips for learning German and understanding how the language actually works. And when you're ready, we have a free community and courses to support you even more. All right. Welcome to a new episode of the Better German Podcast. My name is Susie. I'm a German teacher, and I want to help you learn German without unnecessary complications that have actually been added to learning German. Not just to German, but anyway, this is about German. So here we are. This is an episode about numbers. So in this episode, I'm going to teach you how to say the numbers from 1 to 100, but also how to say your age, how to say the time. We're going to cover a little bit, because actually saying time deserves its own episode, but we're going to go into it a little bit, and I'm going to tell you an example of how you can say a phone number. So that's actually quite a packed episode, but anyway, that's the numbers. That's the plan. So let's get right into it. Before I get right into it, there is going to be a PDF that you can download that is going to help you with those numbers. I'm going to write out the numbers in there and maybe add a little bit of practicing, so how you can do that. As always, you can find any podcast downloads within the Better German community. And the Better German community you can find on my homepage, bettergerman.info/community. And it is kind of a hub for all the materials around the podcast, but it's much more. So it's definitely worth joining it, even if you're just interested for the podcast freebies. But it's more. You can ask questions there. You have a community of other people that are interested in learning German. I'm having free lessons in there. You can contact me. You can write to me anytime and ask me questions. I will make sure that any questions you could have are being answered. Sometimes the questions are very general, like, okay, I want to learn German. But I mean also questions about specific things, like questions about grammar and so on. So you could ask all of them in there. Okay, so let's get into it. So numbers. Actually, I think without a lot of further ado, I'm just going to start with the numbers 1 to 12. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say the English number and then I'm going to say the German number. The best way of doing this on the podcast is you're going to repeat everything. You just repeat the English and the German. That kind of helps because you hear yourself saying it at the same time. And let's do that. So, number one, eins. So, eins in German is really the number. Because if we say e, this is ein. So in German, there is just very, very little difference between one and e. Eins is the number when you count. And if you say one of something, you say ein. So if I count, I say eins, zwei, 3, 4, and so on. We're going to go into that in a second. And if I say ein Buch as like one book, es ist ein Buch. So in German, there is no difference between a book and one book. That's both ein Buch. Okay, let's carry on with the numbers. 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4, 5, 5. Really try saying 5. This U sound is a little bit unusual if your native language is English, but you'll get used to it. Don't worry. It's U. 5. 6 is 6. Yeah, it's really like that. 7. 7. 8. 8. 9. 9. 10. 10. So you spell it Z or Z-E-H-N, and this Z is really like ts. It's like if you had a T and an S afterwards. And you have to hear that t, 10. I'm going to do 11 and 12 in addition. I'm going to tell you in a second why. So 11, 11. 12, 12. Good. Let's repeat that one more time. I'm just going to say the German now. If it's hard for you to follow, then just write up the numbers and then you can follow. Eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. If you're like a total beginner, just keep repeating it. Don't worry too much about the pronunciation. However, for example, if you're in one of my courses, which you can find on bettergerman.info/courses, we go into pronunciation aspects, of course. So you will learn how to say every single letter and combination of letters. But mostly what you need is to repeat things. So just say the things and say them some more time. Good. So now we come to the numbers 13 to 19, actually. It's actually, in this case, not much different than it is in English. So let's get into it. 13. 13. 14. 14. 15. 15. 16. 16. Always make sure that you really say this 10 relatively clearly. This is important because if you don't say them clearly, it could be mixed up with something else that you will learn later. 17. 17. 18. 18, 19, 19, 20, 20. Okay, good. So I'm going to do these 13 to 20 one more time without the translation. So the German 13 bis, meaning to or until, 20. Starting with 13. 13. And you should say them after me. 13. 14. 15. 16. 17. 18. 19. 20. So far, so good. So I suggest to you that you just listen to this part a couple of more times and repeat it after me. And then that should be fairly simple. Next ones are 21 to 29. Or actually, let's just do the 20 to 29. And now we're introducing a pattern that is the same all through the numbers. And there is something that is a little bit unusual about those numbers. Even though in English you do it up until 22, you say 13, so you kind of say the 3 before the 10. But up further up, you say 21, which kind of is logical because it follows the direction in which you read the number. However, in German, unfortunately, please don't be upset with me. I'm sorry, I didn't invent it. But we say it the other way round. So when we say 21, in German we say 1 and 20. So ein und zwanzig, which is literally 1 and 20. Ein und zwanzig. And unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, this is not just for this particular number, but this is for all the numbers. So that's just the way it is. You'll have to get used to it. Honestly, I was never thinking about that being odd until my students asked me about it the first time, like 20 years ago, because that's just the way how we learn it at school. And then that's just what it is. And we're used to it. I realize, however, that I think we're like one of very, very few languages that do it like that. There is a few others, though. So I'll say the English numbers as we've had it before and the German ones, and you repeat it. 21, 21, 22, 22, 23, 23, 24, 24, 25, 25, 26, 26, 27, 27, 28, 28, 29, 29. And that's pretty much mostly what you need to know. And you can almost say the numbers from 1 to 100. Okay, good. So, because this is a podcast and I don't want to make this like a 7-hour thing or even 1-hour thing, I'm just going to add the numbers like 30, 40, 50, and a little bit. So you'll be able to say the pattern. I'll say it in English, you repeat it. And I'll say it in German, and you also repeat it. So 30, 30, 31, 31, 32, 32, and so on. So it's the same thing. 31, I'll count from 31 to 39. 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, and I might as well add 40, that's 40. So, I hope you like what you hear. I wanted to mention this. So the best way to learn German with me is through my live group courses. You get real teaching, you get live support, and you get a clear path to really learn German and use the language. We also offer self-paced courses and a free community with resources and practice. All of that you find on bettergerman.info. Good. So now I'm going to add the numbers, the remaining 10 numbers, like 40, 40, 50, 50, 60, 60, 70, 70, 80, 80, 90, 90, 100, 100. And just as in English, we can say it with or without one. So we can say 100 or 100. So in German, we can also say 100, 100. All right, so to make this a little bit more complete, I'm going to tell you what zero is null. And if you want to have minus numbers, you say minus. And then, maybe one other thing that could be interesting here. In English, when you say a number like 20.5, we actually in German, for this point, so point in a mathematical sense, we say comma. And yes, that sounds very similar to the comma, like to what we make when we separate two parts of a sentence. And that in German is also a comma. Actually, we use the same symbol for the number. So an American number, when I say 50.1, is literally a 50 and then a point, a dot, a period, and then one. And in German, you would write the same thing, 50 and then a comma and then one. All right, so that's that. Let's do something a little bit practical. So what could we do? What could we say with a number? So the first thing we could say with a number, obviously, I mean, not obviously, but would be an age. So if you want to know what somebody's age is, you can say, how old are you? Wie alt bist du? Or you could say, what is your age? Was ist dein Alter? And then you would say something like, I am 23 years old. Spoiler, I'm not 23 years old. But anyway, that would be, ich bin 23 Jahre alt. So I want you to pause for a second and try figuring out your age. This is, of course, easier if you downloaded the PDF. So if you haven't downloaded it, I invite you to do it. You can find it in the Better German community, which is free to sign up. It's bettergerman.info/community. And in there, you find it under resources. There's a tab that's called resources. It's when you're on the computer. It's on the left side. In the community, if you download or if you have the app, then it's on the bottom and there is a tab called resources. And in that tab resources, you find a lot of cool resources. I'm adding stuff to this regularly. You can even find replays of entire lessons in there. So in this tab, actually the first group of resources is podcast resources. So you can just go there and then you find a document with the resources, with the links actually, downloads, and the PDFs are right there. So if you go in there, you don't have to sign up again and you can find all of the resources. So anyway, I'm going to make a few examples of what somebody's age could be. So I'll want you to repeat after me. I'm going to say, how old are you? And then I'm going to say different ages, okay? So, how old are you? Wie alt bist du? I'm 17. Ich bin 17. Or, how old are you? Wie alt bist du? Ich bin 26. I'm 26. As in English, you can or cannot add years old. So you could say, ich bin 26 Jahre alt. But you don't have to say the years old. Let's do one more example without translation. Wie alt bist du? Ich bin 42 Jahre alt. So that would be 42 years old. Okay, so I invite you to practice this a little longer, a little more with your sheet or with the numbers that you wrote down. So one other thing, I said I'm going to touch on time. Actually, I'm really going to touch it because regionally saying the time has a few oddities, and I'm going to go into that in a separate episode. I have a big schedule of episodes, okay? I'm, by the way, working on expanding the frequency very fast. So I'm actually in the process of hiring another assistant. I have a beautiful assistant. Her name is Samantha, and she's helping me with a lot of things. But one of the things she's helping me is editing these podcast episodes and doing like the reels for them and stuff like that. And actually, I'm in the process of hiring two more assistants because I want to get more content, more podcast episodes and more blog articles out to you. And at the same time, continue working on the courses. So I'm working on having a complete, like all of the materials that I need for all of the courses that I have in mind. There is going to be 14 German levels, and I've been working on curriculum and materials and books in order to do that. So in order to continue to get things out, I'm actually in the process of hiring two more assistants. But I have the podcast episodes scheduled out up until episode 132. So this episode is episode 43. I have the next episode scheduled out. Now we are back at the frequency of having two episodes a month, and I'm working to have one episode a week, so four episodes a month, minimum, quite soon. I don't know how fast we managed to do that, but we're working on it for sure. Anyway, so there is going to be an episode which is 114. So I don't know how fast this is going to come up, but it will be depending on when you listen to it. Maybe you're lucky and it's already out. Maybe you find this episode when we're already at the episode 150, and then you just have to go back to 114 because this is going to be talking about daily routine. And we will have to include saying a little bit more about saying time in there as well. I'm going to give you the very basic things on how to say. So the first thing is, if you say it's o'clock, like the full hour, you say, if it's 1 o'clock, es ist 1 Uhr. If you say at 1 o'clock, you say 1 Uhr. And we can say the 24 hours. So you could say 1 Uhr, and that could be 1 o'clock in the morning, like meaning 1 o'clock at night. 1 Uhr, but it could also be 1 o'clock in the afternoon. 1 Uhr. Good. 1 Uhr. 1 o'clock. 2 o'clock. 2 Uhr. 3 o'clock. 3 Uhr. 4 o'clock. 4 Uhr. So I hope you're not bored, but my assumption is if you're a complete newcomer, then this is great practice. If you already know the numbers, you're not going to listen to this anyway, or at least skip until further behind. So 5 o'clock, 5 Uhr. 6 o'clock, 6 Uhr. 7 o'clock, 7 Uhr. 8 o'clock, 8 Uhr. 9 o'clock, 9 Uhr. 10 o'clock, 10 Uhr. 11 o'clock, 11 Uhr. 12 o'clock, 12 Uhr. Okay, let's do a few more things about time. Noon is Mittag. At noon would be zu Mittag. So I guess it's similar as it's in wherever exactly you're from, or maybe not, let me know. When my grandmother used to say, come on Sunday at noon, we were expected to be there at 12 o'clock sharp because the food was on the table, served zu Mittag. So for her, zu Mittag meant like 12 o'clock sharp. I think for most people now, Mittag is a little bit of a more a time zone or area and not so much a particular like 12 sharp. Anyway, Mittag. And then we have midnight, which is Mitternacht. And then let's do very fast a few more things about time. So there is one thing that is actually a little odd. It rattled me because in German, when we say half hour, we say halb eins means actually half past 12. So it's half one. I actually heard regionally this also in English, but I know that it's not the same everywhere. So 12:30, half past 12 in German is halb eins. So it's kind of like half of the first hour. It's not illogical. It's just something you have to get used to. Halb eins. So 1:30 is halb zwei. And then the only other thing I'm going to tell is for you to say the time in a very precise but simple way. You can always say, for example, if you want to say 3:45, it's 3:45, you would say 3:45. So you say the hour and then you say Uhr and then 45. It would be like 3:45. So 3:45. Usually at AM or PM. We add the it's morning or evening if necessary. So if I ask you, hey, do you want to go to the cinema tomorrow? And you say, yeah, sure. Willst du morgen mit mir ins Kino gehen? That's, do you want to go to the cinema with me tomorrow? And you say, ja, natürlich. Yes, of course. Or the, yes, for sure. Then I say, okay, what time? Wie viel Uhr? That would be what time? Wie viel Uhr? We have to say this means at in this case. At what time? Wie viel Uhr? And then you say, why don't we do 8 o'clock? Wie wär's? What about? Wie wär's mit 8 Uhr? So you would say AM or PM because it's kind of understood. But if you want to add PM, we do not use the same way. We would say 8 o'clock in the evening. 8 Uhr am Abend. Or if something is in the morning, if you want to meet with me at 8 o'clock in the morning, I may not say that I want to meet you. But if you would, you would say 8 Uhr in der Früh. That's 8 o'clock in the morning. 8 Uhr in der Früh oder 8 Uhr früh. Früh means morning or early. So 8 Uhr früh. Okay, let's do a few more of the number thing. So 6:20 in the morning is 6:20. 6:20 in der Früh oder 6:20 in der Früh. Oder einfach 6:20. 11:45. 11:45. 6 Uhr abends, meaning 6 o'clock in the evening. All right, so we did time. Okay, good. The last thing I have on my list that I want to cover today is how to say a phone number. And that's actually fairly easy. You can't just say one figure after the other. So let's do an imaginative phone number. If you would call somebody in Austria, today if you say mobile phone numbers and you want to be sure that everything is included, you start with plus, and then the country code for Austria is 43. We say +43, and then you would have a code. Let's say you call a Viennese number. Then you would say ends. We just have this number 1. That's the area code for Vienna because it's the biggest city in Austria. So that's why we just have 1. So it's 431. And then you have actually 7 numbers. So the easiest way of saying it would just be saying the numbers. It never starts with 1. That's a fictitious number. I don't know who it is. I hope this person doesn't get a lot of calls. So it's 431-664-8871. So that would be in German, +431-664-8871. So, +431-664-8871. So that is an example. The German country code would be +49. And I'm very sorry, but I don't remember the Swiss country code. So that's phone numbers. Of course, sometimes people will group points. So this 6648871 could be like +43. Could be +43, that would be 43, 43, and probably 664-88-71. So there is no universal rule here how you could group those. That's why I suggest that you practice the numbers. In my experience, people who actually live in Austria or even have spent some time in Austria or in any German-speaking country, the numbers is something they learn fairly fast because, you know, of the supermarkets and everything. Anyway, so that was numbers. I hope you enjoyed this episode. As I said before, I'm working to get you more episodes fast because I actually enjoy doing them, and I hope you enjoy listening to them. If you do, then definitely subscribe. And I do suggest you to sign up to the Better German community so you can get more out of it. You can also ask questions in there, and I would love to hear from you. I would love to. So if you actually sign up to the community because you listen to the podcast, then let me know when you introduce yourself in the community because it would be really interesting for me to learn. So let's end up with a quick outlook for the next episodes. So first of all, The next episode is actually going to be about adjectives. So words to describe, like big, small, old, new, and so on. That's going to be episode number 44. And then episode number 73 is ordinal numbers and dates. So saying the first, the erste, and so on. So that's going to be episode 73. I can't say the exact dates, but I can tell you the numbers. And another thing I can tell you, you always find the show notes for the podcast. I mean, you can also look wherever you are listening to the episodes. There's usually show notes and you can find details there and any links that I mention and so on. But you can also always go to bettergerman.info. That's my homepage, where you also find anything you could be looking for. And bettergerman.info/ and then the number of the podcast episode. So this one is 43. So bettergerman.info/43, where you find all the informations about this episode and anything I mentioned in this one. And once the episode 73 is going to be live, it's going to be bettergerman.info/73. All right. So I'm really at the end now. I hope you enjoyed it. And I'll hear you in the next episode. Ciao, ciao.